that with all the coronavirus news and information that's being put forth, that there are now recipes being exchanged that you can make your own home hand sanitizer?
I've heard that. I haven't looked at what goes into it, but yeah, I've heard that.
I got a couple of examples here. One recipe calls for 2/3 of a cup of rubbing alcohol or ethanol and 1/3 cup of aloe vera gel. Just make sure that you're using the 99% rubbing alcohol, the isopropyl alcohol, which I think you find most of those on your store shelves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, right. So that. Although there's another mention here that you could also use, and not that I would ever buy in the first place because I'm not a drinker, but you can use alcohol, as in 80-proof vodka or more.
Oh.
No, I'm sorry. 80-proof vodka is not powerful enough, it says, because it's only 40% and not concentrated enough to kill viruses. You have to use at least 180-proof, which has 90%, and that would do the trick. If I'm buying 180-proof alcohol, I'm not even sure what kind you'd buy it to be. What is 180-proof?
I don't know, but you're going to feel no pain.
Yeah, no doubt, man. You're going to be killing more than the coronavirus with that stuff, wouldn't you? 180-proof? Wow. Again, not being a person who buys, let alone liquor like that, 180-proof. Holy cow. Although it's kind of funny because now there's a report out from, at least from this company anyway, Tito's Handmade Vodka apparently is warning consumers not to use its spirits because its spirits, it says, according to CDC standards, is not powerful enough.
Yeah.
Mm. So if you're buying Tito's Handmade Vodka, because apparently some people have posted online, hey, I'm using this.
So they're putting out the disclaimer so no one can come back against them.
All that will happen is that the virus will get drunk.
Well, if it gets drunk enough to kill it, I suppose that's okay.
Yeah, there you go.
I just 180-proof, now that I think about it. I'd have to talk to somebody who's a little bit more advanced in the knowledge of while you enjoy a drink, usually you enjoy the beers.
The
beers, but the craft beers.
Right. Yeah. But when it comes to 180-proof alcohol, no, I'm not sure what what that would be.
I'm gagging just thinking about it.
Yeah, right.
Gosh. Anyway, there are homemade recipes, in case, especially since you're hearing about how some of the regular hand sanitizers you're running out, or people are selling them. I don't know if it's still going on, but for a while, you know, what, $102 bottles of Purell or something like that?
That's crazy. That's gouging.
Yeah.
People are going to start scalping.
Yeah. You know.
Huh.
It would be less expensive to buy those sports tickets than it would be to buy a hand sanitizer.
So what is it again, too? It's got to be, I think, for hand sanitizer, they say at least 70% alcohol. I think that's what you want to look for because that neutralizes the virus or many viruses.
Just check it out online. You can find a recipe if you're so interested.
Yeah.